Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to a Big 12 tournament edition of the Cyclone Insider podcast. He's Randy Peterson. I am Travis Hines, coming to you Friday afternoon in Kansas City, Missouri, the site of the Big 12 men's basketball semifinals, where Iowa State will play Baylor tonight at around 8:30 after Texas Tech and Houston tip off at 6. Iowa State secured its spot in the semifinals by thumping Kansas State pretty well last night. I thought the offense, while far from perfect, certainly got back on the right track after backsliding the last couple weeks. I think that's probably the biggest takeaway for me about last night. But how about you? What did you make of the Cyclones' win?
It was just kind of workmanlike. The defense was spectacular for most of the night. Like Milan said after the game in the locker room, he said we win by 20 and we only hitting one 3-point shot, which shows you that the defense essentially won the game for him. I mean, without question. Iowa State's defense got Kansas State rattled. The longer the game went, the more rattled Kansas State got. And once they got rattled, the outcome was pretty much decided within the last 5 minutes, if not even longer remaining in the game than that. So Iowa State did what it had to do. I mean, I'm not saying losing in the first round would have been a deal breaker, but it certainly, if Iowa State's resume needed enhancing, which it really doesn't, what happened last night did it. Plus, I think this team's got a little bit of its swagger back that it seemingly hadn't had for a while, and Lord knows, especially last Saturday night last Saturday afternoon at Kansas State. So I think it just all in all a good win for Iowa State. Obviously, the offense still, like you alluded to, still has lots of room for improvement.
And I thought, you know, it was interesting on Wednesday. TJ Otzelberger brought up that they needed better screening from their bigs, and that's obviously, you're into the weeds pretty good there when you're talking about better screening. But when you look at what Trey King and Robert Jones did last night, going a combined, 11 of 13 from 2-point range. And talking afterwards to TJ after the game, he credited a lot of that they were setting the better screens that allowed for them to have a little bit more space with the way teams are defending Gilbert and Lipsy. And you know, they immediately got results. And those were important points on a night Iowa State goes 1 for 14 from three. So it was interesting to see them diagnose a problem and then fix it in real time. And I think that's important. I think also don't take for granted what 5 days of rest can do at this time of year, you know, going from Saturday to Thursday when you've been having the grind for months. That is the Big 12 schedule, like to see some fresher legs. I thought Iowa State's defense was on point. And again, the offense, while not perfect, took a step in the right direction. And I think, you know, we were talking on Wednesday night, Randy, and I was of the impression, if you're having to pick between a win and the offense struggles or a loss and the offense shows some improvement, I think the offensive improvement would have been more important than a win for Iowa State, given what we'd seen the last 2 weeks, and for them to get both of them obviously is the ideal situation.
You mentioned Rob and Rob Jones, and I think I could make a case for last night being his best game. He wanted the ball, and like you said, he set crisp screens. He rolled to the basket when it was there. He had that floater within the lane all night, and it was there for him. He did everything. He did everything right. And oh, by the way, he made free throws. I don't have the box score in front of me, but what was he? 5 out of 6 or 6 out of 7 or something. He made free throws. So all in all, that was, I'm going to say here now that that was Rob's best performance, performance this year. And it's interestingly, like you said, it was doing the things right that were stressed in practice after the K-State game, that they didn't do in Manhattan. And the proof was that it works. I mean, it was on the scoreboard. I mean, that game was, I had no doubt that Iowa State was winning that game. I mean, throughout, yeah, okay, there were some close, it was a little bit close in the first half, but Iowa State's depth too, dude. They went, well, 9 deep, but they have to have a lot of depth because of that relentless defense. And I was happy to see Omaha Blue get some time. I mean, he was in the game within the first 3 minutes, 3 or 4 minutes. So, and that was taking the Demarion Watson spot. I get that, but maybe that'll answer some of the fans' question about whatever happened to Omaha Blue. But yeah, I think all in all, Iowa State got what it wanted out of that game. Besides a victory, they got their mojo back a little bit on the defensive end. They reestablished their identity. And I don't know whether this team will ever get going offensively the rest of this year. It's just a very, very tight time frame. But let's remember back a couple of years ago that Iowa State got to the Sweet 16 with the same defensive identity. And it's all about matchups once we get into to next week, whoever they play in Omaha or wherever it is. Fingers crossed that it's Omaha. But yeah, it's about matchups, and it's about how the refs call the game. But last night was a good step forward towards that after playing so horribly in the previous game.
Tonight, Iowa State gets Baylor, which came from behind to beat Cincinnati last night. Coin flip game. It'll be strength on strength with Iowa State's offense, or excuse me, Iowa State's defense ranked number 2 in the country versus Baylor's offense ranked number 5 in the country. That will largely, I would imagine, go a long way in determining the winner of this game. Randy, you were down in Waco when Milan Manchilovich's half-court heave was a tenth of a second too late. What's your thoughts on how this matchup might unfold tonight?
Oh, I think Iowa State can win, and it's not the end of the world if they don't, obviously. They're not, the seating's not going to change. The regional site's not going to change. So I, you know, to me, this is kind of ho-hum, but there's still a game out there, and you're right. Milan's shot just was a smidge after the buzzer, but in that game, I got the box score up right here. Baylor made 12 out of 23, three pointers. That's pretty good shooting against Iowa State's defense. So Iowa State's got to shore that up, and Baylor can hit free three pointers from essentially every position on the floor, which they did against Iowa State. Also in that game, Keyshawn had a wonderful game. That may be one of the last truly outstanding games that he had. At 24 points, and he made 5 out of 6 three pointers, three steals. He had 5 turnovers. I guess that evens it out a little bit. But nonetheless, that was one of his best scoring games. I don't know. Iowa State had a shot to win down there, obviously. Outscored Baylor by 10 in the second half after getting smoked in the first half. So I guess we'll just wait and see, but I don't think what happens tonight is all that important from anything other than maybe momentum wise. I don't know. I think last night took a big step in that direction.
Yeah, I think the seeding stakes are relatively minor, although Iowa State, I think, could probably shore up its number two seed resume by continuing down this Big 12 path. Certainly got some help yesterday with who lost yesterday, with Duke losing yesterday. But yeah, I think the difference between a two and a three, while meaningful, is probably pretty small. That's, again, I will continue to say that getting the offense continuing going in the right direction is probably the most important outcome for Iowa State in Kansas City, whether tonight is their last game here or tomorrow being their last game here. That to me would seem to be priority one, and Thursday night was a step in the right direction. Iowa State will hope to continue to step in the right direction tonight about 8:30. Baylor Big 12 semifinals. Randy and I will be there and have plenty of coverage for you on DesMoinesRegister.com. Be sure to check it all out. For Randy, I'm Travis. This has been the Cyclone Insider Podcast from the Des Moines Register. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.
Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.